It's a great question. There are times I get a little down about it, but for the most part, I am grateful for COVID because you know what? They've been planning this for 40 years plus. They have had this in their sights and they've just been getting, now they are all in and they're going full speed and they messed up with COVID. They didn't get it right and they've been exposed. Okay. If you're paying
That's a
attention
great
at
way to
all,
look at
if you're
it.
paying attention at all, take your head out of the sand. Look at all the information. That jab is not a vaccine. It is gene manipulation, and it's not to help anybody. It's to harm. Period. Yes, there's a short little period of time where you have an increase in antibodies, and if you're super high risk, you could justify it maybe, right? If you're obese, 90 years old with heart disease, high blood pressure, et cetera, yeah, take your chances, get the jab if you want. But nobody under 40 or 50 should be taking this whatsoever. If you're in potential reproductive age, it's insanity to take that. So they've overplayed their hand. Now they're scrambling with censorship and all this bizarre control from government, public health officials doing the exact opposite of what public health needs. I can't trust any politician, public health official, government agency. And sadly, most doctors who will not risk their career because what are they going to do? I mean, I do understand it if you're a doctor and you have no other way to feed your family, because I was there before. Before I wrote my book, I had nine kids, eight in the house for 1 year, six in the house for many, many years. I was the main breadwinner. How was I going to support my family? At some point, I had to say, okay, I think I can make it. And then at some point, you have to say, no way. I will not go against my Hippocratic oath to first do no harm. The data's out there and it's so obvious. Go to openvares.org, look for yourself. That's 1% to maybe 10% at the most of what's actually going on. This has been the largest disaster, but therefore the greatest gift, because now we know. I mean, you can look at the movies Plandemic, you can just do a little digging. It's all there. They've exposed themselves. We're going to go through a rough spell while we figure out how to survive without them. Okay, you cannot go in the regular medical system. You're talking about Canada and what do people do? We're building, I say we, I'm going to support. I don't have the bandwidth to actually be one of the builders, but I will be supporting a parallel system of healthcare such that if you don't want to ever take a COVID jab or another shot in your life, you don't have to. You can walk into these health centers where you don't have to be vaccinated. And we're going to make the mainstream system obsolete. When you do what other people do, you get the results other people get. If you want the results that the mainstream people are getting, stick with your horse. I say jump off that horse, abandon medical doctors who won't see the truth of what's going on, and plug in with people who do know what's going on, and you're going to have a good life.
Well, I like